Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here from Qalam. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures that we will always be able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the support you give to this community in this effort brings immense reward. You never know who will benefit from your donation. Assalamu alaikum. All right, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a gathering by which we understand Him better. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a gathering by which we understand our own selves better. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a gathering by which when we stand up from it, our sins are forgiven, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahi Rahmanir Rahim. So today, inshaAllah, we're talking about another vice of the heart. We're talking about a very serious vice of the heart, which in Arabic is called hasad, or jealousy. And this is a vice that is very, very destructive to one's spiritual relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's extremely destructive to the fabric of our community as well. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically said about hasad that innahu halik, that it is something that completely shaves off. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it doesn't shave off hair, but rather yahluku ad-din, it will shave off your entire religion. Right, and as we discuss jealousy in more detail, we'll see why it is such a destructive vice to one's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba, from the poem that we are reading, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Hubbu zawali ni'matin an muhtadi huwa musamma indahum bil hasadi. Jazakumullahu khairan. That's on point. Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that حُبُّ زَوَالِ نِعْمَةٍ, to love for someone to lose a blessing, is what we call jealousy or hasad. Imam Ghazali explains it this way. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he says this: when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person with any blessing, there are two reactions that a person can have to that blessing. He says that first, a person can hate the blessing and wish for that blessing to be lost from the person completely. This is called hasad in the Arabic language, which is karahatu ni'ma wa hubba zawaliha, hating blessings of God on people and wishing that they're just taken away completely. He says, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that there's a second reaction that a person can have to any blessing that they see. So you see somebody, they got a new whip, mashallah, or a brother, you know, he just got married, and mashallah, you know? You're like, mashallah, mashallah, right? The second reaction is, don't hate the blessing. You don't hate the blessing, right? You don't hate that God has blessed, Allah has blessed that person. You don't hate that. But you don't want to see it lost from that person as well. You don't want to see them lose their marriage, but you want that too. You want it as well. And in Arabic, this is called ghibta. Ghain ba ta ta. Ghibta, which a loose word for it in English is sometimes envy. Sometimes envy, a loose translation sometimes. But I need you to know the deeper translation, meaning which is you see a blessing, you love the blessing, you want it too, but you don't want to see that person lose it. And in the Sharia, in Islam, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, the clearest example of the harms of jealousy that we find in the Quran are in the story of Joseph or Yusuf. The story of Yusuf alayhi salam or Joseph is the prime example of the destructive nature of hasad, of jealousy. What do we know from his story? First of all, we know that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, like some of the brothers here, mashallah, was very attractive. Mashallah. very attractive. And not only was he very attractive, the Prophet ﷺ said that he was given half of beauty. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created beauty, all of beauty into 100 portions. And half of that beauty was given to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So you can imagine, man, like, I'll be his wingman all day. All day, yo. All day, we rolling, Yusuf. Where are we going, man? Where are we going? Alayhi salatu wasalam. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was very handsome man. Very handsome man, mashallah. But Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says about the story. The story in the Quran says that the wife of the Aziz of Pharaoh in the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when she was accused of wanting to have illicit relationships with Yusuf, she said, everyone's blaming me, so why don't I do this? I'm going to invite all of the sisters over to my house. We're going to be cutting up fruit. And while we're cutting those fruit up, I'm going to call Yusuf into the room. And the Quran says that they were cutting the fruit. And Yusuf walked in and they cut their hands and they all began to bleed, right? So Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of Prophet, make some room for the brother. Come on in, inshallah, we got you. Yo, we got you, bro, we got you. Yusuf, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, yes, they cut their hands, but if they saw my Yusuf, Muhammad, they would have cut their hearts. That's what she used to say about the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, there was another problem with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, quote-unquote problem. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was very, very loved by Jacob, Ya'qub. He was very, very loved by Jacob, Ya'qub, from a very young age. And because of that immense love, his brothers had immense jealousy for him. His brothers had immense jealousy for him. One of the things we're going to talk about today more in more detail is the lessons that we learn from this story are not only what happens as a result of jealousy, but we also learn from this story, this is very important for our community, that the people who are afflicted with jealousy the most are people who have a common objective or goal. You don't have jealousy with some stranger like down the street because you don't have common goals. But anyone who has a common goal, so you and your siblings, jealousy will pop off because you have common goals, whether it be mom's love, dad's love, inheritance, I don't know, whatever it is, right? Whatever it may be, you have common goals. And due to that, those common goals, that's where jealousy pops up at. And so that's where we need to be most common, aware of jealousy arriving. So Imam Ghazali says, where do you find jealousy most? Two friends, number one. Number two, brothers and sisters. Like deadly jealousy, like really bad. Then number three is peers. Like they're in the same field. So like I'm a scholar of deen. I'm not jealous of doctors. Like, I don't care. Like, yeah, you could do surgery better than me. I'm like, all right, cool. But you can't read Arabic. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a flex on them. Right. But if there's another scholar, I'm going to be like, oh, who you think you are, yo? You know, so jealousy is always amongst peers. Remember that. Always amongst peers or people that have a common goal together. In the story of Yusuf, what did the brothers say? Uqtulu Yusuf. Yakhlus lakum wajhu abikum. Watakunu lahu min qawmin ba'di salihin. Like, wajhu abikum was the thing they wanted, the attention of their father. And Yusuf had all of that attention. There's one more thing we're going to learn as well. We'll go into more detail, but it only happens when you perceive the thing that you want to be a limited resource. Let me say that one more time. It only comes up from you believing or thinking that the thing you want that someone else is getting is a limited resource. So in the case of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what did they say they wanted? Yakru lakum wajhu abikum. You will get the attention of your father. And now obviously the attention of our dad is very limited. He can't focus on everyone. And so it's always with a shared goal, a common goal, but also a goal that is seen as limited, which is if you have goals on like the pleasure of Allah, like you and your boy don't start fighting over the pleasure of God because you're like, it doesn't run out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be pleased with you and pleased with me and it never, nothing affect it. It's only when we perceive it to be something that is limited. Now,
Imam Ghazali continues. Any questions up till now? Everyone understand, inshallah. Okay. Imam Ghazali, he says that it's a very interesting way that he breaks down jealousy. He says that there is no harm if you feel bad that you can't reach a goal of some worldly thing. So let's say there's some objective, whatever it may be. Use your own lives, whatever things you're trying to achieve. Imam Ghazali says, listen, when you can't reach a goal that is a worldly goal, and you can't reach that status, there's no harm with the feeling that is, like, you feel bad about that. Man, I wish I could have got that gig. I wish I could have got that job. I wish I could have got into Harvard. I wish I could have. There's nothing wrong with feeling that thing. He does say, however, that is there is a barrier of higher levels of spirituality. Why do I say that? When you reach higher levels of spirituality, you realize that what you want is what Allah wants for you, not what I want. So yeah, I want that job, but as Muslims, we always say inshallah, because inshallah means only if Allah knows that it's good for me, do I want it. Does everyone understand? And so what he says is, there's nothing bad with feeling bad that, oh, you know, my classmate got into Harvard, but I didn't get into Harvard. There's nothing wrong with that. But it does show a lower level of your spiritual state. You feel me? Just because you should be at the state where it's like, no, if Allah didn't write it for me, I don't want it. And that takes time to work on, but that's what we're striving for. Okay? So now listen to what he says. It's a very deep breakdown that he says. He says, when you lose hope of being able to attain that blessing. So now I can't get into Harvard. I'm just using that, right? I can't get into Harvard. And you dislike being behind others. What Ghazali says is that Allah created within us this natural tabi'a or natural quality that we don't like to be surpassed. That's just how it is. We'll compete at anything, man. Like, whatever, right? We don't like to be surpassed. We want to be the top. And so he says, of course you'll desire to remove the feeling of pain of being surpassed. Let me say that again. This is very daqiq. Imam Ghazali says this. You don't get into Harvard. Your cousin got into Harvard. Now, there's a natural human pain to being surpassed. Natural human pain to being surpassed. Someone got more likes than you. Got surpassed. I don't like it. But he said this. What happens next is you will naturally try to remove that pain. Human nature again. I don't want to feel this pain of being surpassed. So there's two options, he says. What are you going to do? Either one, you're going to go after it. You're going to get it. You're going to go after it. You're going to get it. Or, if you can't get it, you'll want others to lose it. Why? Because you naturally don't like the feeling of being surpassed. And so now that the door number one option has closed, the nafs only sees one more option left to relieve or alleviate the pain that it feels from being surpassed, which is you lose the blessing now as well. And that he's only explaining that so we understand our own selves. When I began the halaqah today, what did I say? I said, may Allah give us the ability to understand our own selves. Because by coming to these classes and understanding ourselves, knowing when hasad jumps up in your heart will protect your relationship with Allah. That's the key. Being able to perceive jealousy in your heart is key to your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, Imam Ghazali says, when the door to getting it closes, your heart only sees one other option, which is now I need to focus on this person losing that thing. So the heart is just trying to alleviate its pain. Now, Imam Ghazali says, up until now, there's nothing wrong. You saw this person got into Harvard, your heart hurt a little bit. Imam Ghazali says there's nothing wrong. You're okay. You're still a good mu'min. You're still a good believer. But here's the litmus test. Listen to what he says. Number one, if you had control, you would remove the blessing. Or if you had control, your taqwa would stop you. That's the litmus test. So let me say that again. What is taqwa, by the way? Taqwa is our knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our awareness of God's presence. Our awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So he said the litmus test is that if you were given power over that scenario, right? if the first option is you would take the blessing away from that person, you do whatever you can, hate on them, try to break up the marriage, whatever, right? Or second option, it hurts you, but your taqwa stops you. Your consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops you from moving forward at all. Why do I say this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said this hadith, and this is important. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Thalathatun la yanfaqul mu'min anhunna." There are three qualities that a person is never absent of. They always have them. Al-hasad, al-dhan, wat-tiyara. Hasad, some jealousy. Dhan, suspicion. Like you see somebody, like, you know, like whatever. And tiyara, superstition. So we don't believe in superstition, right? Like black cat walk in front of you, or I don't know. Like, huh? Nah, nuts. Oh, yeah. Astrology. Okay. Yeah, that stuff is coming back. I mean, it came back. It came back. Yeah, straight up haram, by the way. But anyways, so the three are hased, jealousy, suspicion, and superstition. Listen, the Prophet ﷺ said that every mu'min, every believer, they'll still have some of that. So the Sahaba said, then what do we do? The Prophet ﷺ said, don't act on it. So like you see something, a black cat walks in front, like you can't help but to think like, maybe I should go the other way. So it's something that naturally comes. The Prophet ﷺ said, it's natural inside of you, same way with jealousy, seeing that blessing. But he said this. He said that just don't act on it. That's the key. So that's the point I wanted to highlight about dealing with jealousy within our lives. Okay. Any questions? Okay. The next thing I want to bring up is now to go. The point of this class is to take spirituality to a deeper level than just the normal like level of spirituality. Imam Ghazali says there are four clear levels of jealousy. You guys ready for these? Very important. Why do you need this information? When you feel something come up in your heart, you have to be able to realize, like, is this something that is harmful to my deen or okay? So he says there's four levels of jealousy. Listen closely. Number one, you love to see the blessing taken away, even if you don't get it. This is crazy. You love to see the blessing taken away. So dude just got married, right? Your cousin. And mashallah, right? Everyone's like, mashallah, Ahmed's wife is so, mashallah, she's so, right? And subhanAllah, you know what's interesting? The first example of jealousy we find in the Quran is actually Cain and Abel. Because Cain slew Abel because the wife that Abel had was more beautiful than his wife. So I'm not just using that example arbitrarily. That was a clear example in the Quran of clear jealousy between two brothers. He's like, no, I want her, right? So the first level of jealousy, listen closely. You love to see the blessing taken away, right? This is the definition. Even if you don't get it. So I don't care if I get it, but I don't want you to have it. This is the highest or furthest extent of wretchedness in an evil soul. The furthest extent of jealousy. If you see this in you, where you're like, I'm just going to scratch his car up. Like, dang, what the heck? Like, you're not even getting benefit out of that. How dirty does your heart have to be to just break something of someone's or cause harm just because I don't want to see you having the joy of enjoying it? Right? SubhanAllah. So that's the furthest extent of wretchedness. You love to see the blessing taken away even if you don't get it. Look inside your heart. Number two, you love to see the blessing taken away so you can have it. You love to see the blessing taken away. So in the example of Qabil and Habil, Cain and Abel, he was killing his brother so that he can marry her. He wanted to be with her. So this is a lower level of jealousy where you want the blessing taken away, but you want it for yourself. So look at it this way. In the first level, You don't desire the blessing. You desire to see the disappearance of blessings. I want you to really think about what I just said here. The first level, you don't desire the blessing. You desire the disappearance of God's blessings. You don't want to see God's blessings on anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings, you don't want to see them. The second level is lower. You love Allah's blessings, but you want them all for yourself. You see the difference? That first person is khabis, man, like messed up. The second one is just controlled by their nafs. They see something, they want it too. They see one thing you have to understand about spirituality, and we talk about spiritual maturity. If you just watch toddlers, like, you'll just see clear examples of like the diseases of the heart we're talking about. I'm not saying it in a bad way, but literally, like, you'll see, like, nah, whatever, man. I ain't trying to like put my kids out there, but you'll see examples where it's just like, no, what did he got? And I'm like, it's the same thing. Like, no, it's bigger. It's whatever. It's like, if you, when you have little brothers, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, cool. Yes. It's human nature. That's what Ghazali's saying. But see, it's human nature, but Islam teaches us that our spirituality should learn to suppress the human nature, conquer the human nature, tap out the human nature, submit the human nature. Oh, out of these two, the worst one is the one who wants to see it gone, even if they don't get it.
Yeah, so how does it, could you say that, like, it digresses? Or is, like, one worse than the other? Like,
no, it depends on the question is one is worse than the other, yeah. But does it progress? It progresses based on the root cause of it. And we're going to get to the causes in a moment. Third level. You know, one way in my notes I wrote this, I said one of them hates Allah, the other loves themselves. Think about what I'm saying. The first one hates Allah because Allah blesses people. We know Allah will just bless, Allah blesses people. Look at all that we have, subhanAllah. So one person hates Allah, na'udhu billah, the other person just loves themselves so much. SubhanAllah. Third level. You don't want the same blessing. You don't want the same blessing. So Ahmed's wife, you don't want the same blessing. But you want something like it. You want something like it. But if you can't get it, something like it, you want his blessing to disappear. Third level of jealousy. Some of this stuff is hard to swallow because as you're listening, you're like, dang, that's me right there, yo. Ooh. But that's beautiful. You're learning more about yourself. That's growth. That's how you grow. Everyone get the third one? Yeah, I got you. You don't want the same blessing. You want a blessing like it. But if you don't get a blessing like it, I want yours to disappear. Now you can assume what's the next level. What's the third, fourth level? Which is going to be an okay level. You don't want the same blessing. You want something like it. And you don't desire to see it taken away from that person. So you got a nice house. You got a beautiful spouse. You got beautiful children. I want that too. I don't want your children. I want something like that. And I don't want you to lose yours either. This is okay. This is where we need to be at. You feel me? This is where we need to be at right here. Any questions? Now, guess what? This is forgiven. I know this is going to sound weird, but I'm trying to go to the next level. This is forgiven in matters of religion. Forgiven in matters of the world. Encouraged in matters of religion. Wait, I'm going to say that again. In matters of the world, a nice car, nice house, is forgiven. You can have this level of jealousy. But in matters of religion, like your relationship with Allah, it's encouraged to have this. You get what I'm saying? You should have this, actually. Well, I want that too. He can get up for Fajr every day. I want that too. So we both praying. You know what I'm saying? You want. So in matters of religion, it's encouraged. And when it comes matters to the worldly stuff, it's okay. It's okay. Mubah, yajuzu. You know what I mean? Okay. All right. Next issue. Any questions? I'm sure, mashallah. All right, he's been waiting. Yes. Oh, I knew someone was going to ask me about Evil Eye. He said, does Evil Eye play into this? Of course it does. Of course it does. So Evil Eye, for those who don't know, it's in the Christian tradition as well as the Islamic. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, Al-aynu haq, that evil eye is real. Which just means that sometimes due to someone's jealousy, they can negatively affect something that they looked at. And it's just a metaphysical reality of the effect of jealousy. So yeah. Oh, from how do you protect yourself from ayn? Easy. From jealousy. We're going to go into that next. Yes.
On the third level, you said that if they don't get to have it, they want it to disappear. Wouldn't it make sense if they don't get to have it, then they wouldn't want it themselves?
That's the third level. We said they want something like it, but if they can't get it, then they don't want you to have it either. That's the third level. I didn't understand your question.
So you said on the second level it was...
They want the same exact thing.
Right. So wouldn't the third level be if they can't have something like it, they would want the same exact thing?
No, the third level is that they want something like it. Yeah. And then what's the second thing you said?
And if they can't have it, they want yours or the same exact thing?
Yes. What about the main part you have to understand? I'm sorry. The main part you have to understand with jealousy, the worst part is to see it taken away. The desire to see it taken away. That's the most like the worst part of jealousy is that you want God's blessings to be taken away. So whether you want it or not, that's kind of secondary. The main thing is whether you desire to see it taken away. That's like the primary thing.
I was just my understanding of that. Basically, they can't be happy. They don't want you to be happy.
That's the first level. That's the first levels. That's the worst levels.
Third one, that they can't get it, so they want yours to be taken
away. Yeah, exactly. You're right. They can't get it. They don't want the same thing. They want something like it. And if they can't have that similar thing, they don't even want you to have it as well. Yeah. Any other? There's another. Yes.
So would you say it's like a progression? Like there's like a path. Like you see someone with a nice car. You might see them every day. So it might start off as like, hey, man. Want something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then eventually, you know, you see them.
But remember what he said. No, remember what I said at the beginning of the class, which was when you see the blessing, the reaction, there's like, at the beginning of the class, we talked about the reactions. What happens inside? You see a blessing, you like it. It's beautiful. And it's natural that you don't want to see people surpass you. Remember that whole thing? So at that point is where the fight is happening inside. Right, and that's where you're going to have to use the medicine that we're talking about. But I do see it as a progression that you keep seeing that blessing and it just keeps getting rubbed in your face. And unless you're battling that with the right medicine, then it's going to get to the level where you just want to see it destroyed completely. And your heart's completely corrupted at that point. And how can you have a relationship with Allah when you hate the blessing? Look, listen to this. In the story of Yaqub and Joseph, correct? Alayhi salatu wassalam. Who gets hurt the most due to the jealousy of the brothers on Yusuf? Yaqub. Now, Allah doesn't get hurt from us, but you can get a connection. Let me say that again. Who gets hurt the most? The brothers are jealous of Yusuf, alayhi salam, for a blessing coming from the father. The object of their jealousy is Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam, but the anger and the frustration is with Yaqub. So the worst part, and we're going to get to this in a moment, the worst part of jealousy is that it destroys your relationship with Allah. Completely destroys your relationship with Allah. Why is jealousy so bad? We should actually talk about this right now. Why is jealousy so bad? Number one, listen to these reasons. This is crazy, crazy stuff. Why is jealousy so bad? Number one, it goes against Tawheed, which means the oneness of God, our understanding of Allah. And what do I mean by it goes against that? The jealous person is angry with the distribution that Allah has given. This person is angry with God's distribution. You're an enemy to God. You hate God. Destroyed your religion. Destroyed your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the solution to that? Well, the solution is what we call ridha billah, bil qada. Being pleased with your share. Being pleased. You know, one of my teachers, I asked him, I was like, if people in Jannah have different levels, how will they not want the other level? And people in heaven have levels, right? So I see my man, right? He's in the high level. I'm like, dang, bro. Halakas did you good, man. Right? I'm like, how will I not be jealous? He said, there was a classmate of mine who was a lot taller than me, right? And he was like, are you jealous of the length of his thobe? I'm like, no, it won't fit me. He's like, exactly. Like, his thobe is longer than me. Like, my man, like, I could, like, two of his thobes probably, right? But I'm not jealous of it because it doesn't fit me. So the concept of ridha is contentment with the lot that Allah has given me. That's the cure of your anger with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's distribution. What's another aib of hasad? This is crazy. I was reading in Ghazali, he said, the hasid, the jealous person, is like someone who sees someone they don't like, throws a rock at him. Listen. He throws the rock. The rock misses him, hits him in his own eye. Then he gets more angry, so he throws another rock. It misses him, hits him in his other eye. He says, you are the one who gets the most pain from your jealousy. The one you're jealous of is sitting back smiling like. Think about that. And because Allah keeps blessing people, the more this person gets blessed, the more you're getting hurt. So you're literally setting yourself up to be just in like Sheikh Ahmadu Bamba rahimahullah ta'ala, the way he says it, subhanallah, he says, subhanallah, what is the line? He says, yes. فَصَارَ قَلْبُهُ أَلِيمًا مُكْمَدًا عَدُوَّةَ نِعْمَةَ إِلَهِ سَرْمَدًا. He says, the person who's jealous, their heart stays in perpetual hurt and worry because they are an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings. So your jealousy just comes back and hits you. So it doesn't benefit your deen. It doesn't benefit your dunya. And the one who's the object of jealousy, how do they benefit? Well, you backbite them all day. So you're giving them deeds right there. Backbiting in Islam is haram, right? Backbiting is when you speak about someone behind their back. In Islam, that's haram. I can't speak about someone behind their back. Why? It's haram. We're not allowed to do that. But the Prophet ﷺ said, if you backbite someone on the day of judgment, you will be giving them some of your good deeds or taking some of their bad deeds. So now your jealousy has truly benefited that person. Because now we're talking cash right now. Pay like you weigh. You know? So these are some of the harms of hasad. Now, let's talk up. There's another question. Is there another question? Yes. Huh? Yeah. How you protect yourself from evil eye. The primary way is just read some du'as and keep rolling, yo. Like, don't think about it too much. A lot of people, like, get fixated. Like, everything is because of ayn. Like, read your du'as. The Prophet ﷺ taught us supplications, prayers that are protection. You read those regularly, daily. You protect yourself. And you keep going. You keep going. Right? Yeah. Jealousy gets so severe that you'll have family members that literally will do like black magic and stuff to people. Like, you may know people in your own family. Like, so this sickness of the heart is something serious. And so we should take it very, very serious and be careful to protect our hearts from it. I want to talk about the causes of it, inshallah ta'ala. But yes.
You know how we were going on
I got you right now. Literally, segue. Perfect. MashaAllah. Major causes of jealousy. I have maybe like four or five of them. Number one, not number one in that it's the number one, the first cause of jealousy is hatred. Someone harms you. Someone disrespects you. Someone does something to you that causes hatred to build up. Now that hatred, if it's let to sit inside, it will grow, and one of the branches that grows off of that is jealousy. So you hate the person, you have strong hatred, you're very angry at that person for something. Now, because of your hatred, whenever you see blessings coming to that person, you get very angry. This also, there's another fruit here, another branch that we have to understand is the other harm of having jealousy is the only thing that causes you to be at peace is the pain and suffering of other people. The only thing that causes you to be at peace, and that's what Sheikh Ahmad Ubamba, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says here in one of the lines of poetry, he says here that, yes, وَتُولِجُ الْحَاسِدْ دَهْرَ النِّعْمَةُ. The jealous person is constantly in pain due to blessings. لِذَا كَمَا تَسُرُهُ الْمُصِيبَةُ. Similarly, whenever there's a musibah, he's happy. So the only thing causing you happy is the calamities and the afflictions of other people. How wretched is your state? It's a horrible state. So the first thing is hatred. First thing is hatred. That's number one. Number two is kibr. Kibr is translated as arrogance. We had a long class maybe 3 weeks ago about kibr. Kibr is when you look down upon people and you hold yourself to be better than them. Well, if you hold yourself to be better, anytime a blessing comes to someone else that didn't come to you, now I'm jealous because I was supposed to get that. I was supposed to get that. Number three is ujub. We talked about this 2 weeks ago, which was vanity. A high level of narcissism, vanity. You think you should be the best at everything. Like you're the center of everything. Now if someone else has a blessing, then of course that's where hasad comes in. Here is where you really got to be careful and watch yourself. Fear of missing out on something you desire. This is the fourth cause. Fear of missing out on something that you desire. The cure, one of the cures is to understand that the treasures of Allah are not limited. That is the main cure. If Allah gave Ahmed a beautiful spouse and beautiful children, he can give you double. You know what I'm trying to say. I walked into that. Dang. I did not. Sorry. Let's keep rolling. Dang. That was bad. Is my wife here? Oh, whoa. Anyways, y'all know what I'm trying to say. The story of who's the prophet that lost everything and then was given. That's what I was thinking of when I said double. I was thinking of his story. What was it? Ayub. Job. Prophet Job. He lost everything. And Allah just gave much more than what he had before. That was what I was trying to like indicate to. Okay. All right. So the main disease is you think Allah's khaza'in, treasures are limited. And that's the fallacy. It's not limited. And so that's the one way you got to cure it inside your heart. So you fear of missing out on something you desire. What are our examples of that? Habil and Qabil, Cain and Abel. Then Yusuf and his brothers. Here's one way Ghazali explained it. He said, Tazahim ala maqsad wahida. A tazahim means ziham. Ziham in Arabic means like a crowd. Izdiham. So a crowd on one objective. Do you ever see like birds, man? Like seagulls? Like when there's like just a little bit of bread, how they act right there. A tazahim on one thing. And you see what happens. They don't care about each other. Like literally, you drop it, I'm taking it, I'm out. I'll snatch it from you, I'm out. Right? So in the Prophet ﷺ, in one hadith, he predicted one of the predictions for the end of times. He says that people's hearts will be like hearts of birds. Allah knows best if that's what it's referring to. Allah knows best if that's referring to multiple ahadith. The Prophet ﷺ he said, you know, that the thing I fear. So it's a really beautiful hadith. The Prophet ﷺ sent one sahabi to go collect the jizya and the money from one of the territories. That person came back with a lot of the money that was being put to the Muslims. And everyone found out that that person had come back. So he got back around the time of Fajr Salah, morning prayer. So when the Prophet ﷺ turned around from Fajr prayer, the masjid was packed. Because everyone knows that all the spoils of war or whatever had come back. And the Prophet is going to distribute it to the Muslims for their well-being. So when the Prophet turns around and the masjid packs, he's packed, he smiles. Like, why are y'all here? And then he says in the hadith, I think you guys heard that the money has come. And they're like, yeah, yeah, we did, right? So the Prophet now said something beautiful. He said, I don't fear for you poverty in the world, but I fear that Allah will open the doors of wealth, and then you will begin to compete with one another, and then you will begin to have jealousy of one another, and then you will begin to hate one another. So I don't fear poverty for you. I fear affluency for you, right? And what that will create within your hearts, right? Crazy. So fear of missing out on something you desire. Imam Ghazali says two students of the same teachers. He even says two preachers in the same town. Two preachers in the same town, subhanAllah. And the last example, how many did I give you? Last clause? Four? Okay. The last one is love of superiority. Like, you love to be the best in your field. You can't swallow not being the best. You can't take a L. You know what I mean? Huh? No, you just always want to be the best. You know what I'm saying? And you have a soft ego that can't take not being the best. So now the moment someone has anything better than you, then the hasad comes out. I want to see you lose that blessing. Yeah, it's dangerous. The cures. Let's talk cures. We talked problems. Now we got to cure it. Always remember the cure to spiritual diseases are two. There are two ways. There's knowledge and action. Knowledge and action. What is the knowledge that you need to have to cure jealousy? You should know it by now. Number one, the blessings of God are never limited. There's a hadith that I love, which the Prophet ﷺ said, that Allah says, if all of you were to stand on one plane and ask everything you want, I could give everyone everything and it would never decrease my treasures the same way a needle in water when pulled out does not decrease the sea. If we just have that ingrained in our heart, you're like, you know, you're not a hater anymore. You see blessings of Allah, you're like, yo, mashallah, Ahmed, man. Allahumma zid. Yeah, may Allah give you more. Whatever that means. I don't know what I'm saying. Right? May Allah bless you more. You see blessings and you say, may Allah bless you more. Why? Because you're not threatening me. Because the one who gave you is not limited. So that's what you got to really ingrain from this halakha. Like, Allah's khazain are not limited. Allah's treasures are not limited. They are never limited. And that's a part of our belief of Allah. You have to ingrain that in your heart. And you will walk out of here loving everyone. Because no one's a threat to you. No one's a threat. You're not taking away from anything that... because you don't have control. Allah has control. So that's one knowledge. There's another knowledge though. The knowledge of the harms of hasad. You have to know how bad jealousy is. When you feel jealousy in your heart. Now, one thing I need you to do with these classes, when we talk about you, you have to assess yourself. You're the one that has to really be able to say, dang, Fatima, why are you jealous of her? And be real. No one hears you. You're by yourself. Journal it out if you want. I don't know. But be real about what you're experiencing so you can treat it. Or else it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And you'll be, you know, 50-year-old, 55-year-old siblings that don't talk. And we see that in our community, right? So you have to actually be real about the diseases you have in your heart. Well, how do you listen to your heart? Well, you need time alone. You need solitude, right? You need solitude. And if you don't have time alone, then you won't be able to listen to your heart and know yourself better, right? So... and so those are two things you got to know. Now there's amal. I said the cure is two things, action and knowledge and action. What's the action item to cure your jealousy? Yeah. So basically, it's very hard, very hard. Pray for the person as much as you can and give gifts to the person as much as you can. Yeah, very hard, very hard. Right? Literally, from the bottom of your, you just go up to the person like, yo, I bought you something. And you can even give them something in the area of which your jealousy is in. Listen, when I talk about cures, they're not easy, but it's the cure. There's no easy way. You just have to do it. Right? Right? So whatever it is, you know, pay the dude's gym membership. He's bigger than you, pay his gym membership. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Figure out however you want to do it. Right? She keeps tapping you out, pay her jiu-jitsu membership.
Teach her more stuff.
Yeah, teach her more moves, right? By the way, sister's like a purple belt in jiu-jitsu. Purple or blue? Blue is still legit. So if y'all want to learn jiu-jitsu, make sure y'all see. Not y'all. So there's not, these aren't easy cures, brothers and sisters. They're not easy cures, but they're cures. So the knowledge, I already expressed that. But the action item is do as much good to the person as you can. And if you can't be close to them, then you make dua for them as much as you can. Now, here's the hard part. You make dua, especially on the thing that you're jealous of. Give them more of this. I know, we all laughing like, yeah, right. No, but seriously, try, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, let's make dua. Any questions? Yes.
So what if it's a situation where, like, the blessing is maybe, favor of the people, but they don't know the reality of the situation, like political candidates, right?
Okay, so I actually forgot one thing. You can love to see a blessing taken away from someone who's an evil person. But you got to be careful. Because now, oh, that's it. It's done. That's it. I've justified it. No. So, see, this is why I don't like to bring these things up. But if someone is like ma'ruf bishar, like known evil person, there's harm that this person can do. Let's just, like, I don't know, example. But, huh? No examples, okay? It's not, because listen. No, this is very important. Imam Ghazali says this in a very beautiful way. In that example, your love is not to see blessings disappear. Your love is to see the corruption disappear. That's, you have to judge yourself, okay? So in that case, this person getting all this fame or whatever it may be, but they're a wretched person. Now, I don't hate their fame because of their fame. I truly, and this is where your heart can play jokes with you and play you, I truly hate the corruption they're causing in the community, kada, 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 whatever. I honestly don't lean to this just because I know my rationality. Like, I'll rationalize anyone to be evil. You know what I'm trying to say? You, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't like to just go to that side. But the fact of the matter is, yes, if you don't want to help someone get more of something because of the corruption they'll cause, then that's not considered hasad.
But what if you want that taken?
Of course I want it taken away.
But you want the favor of the people to be taken away.
Yes, that's a blessing of God. Favor of people is a blessing of God. And you want it to be taken. That's tough. That's why I said I don't encourage us to even think that way. Because now I start rationalizing every hatred that I have. Feel me?
And if you want them to be exposed in front of people.
Oh, dang, you getting deep. I'm not even going to comment on that. Nah, for real, man. That's too hard because our nafs is so fragile. You know, do you guys get why I'm struggling with this issue? My nafs will just rationalize all my hatreds. Then I don't have a problem. I don't see any problem with what I'm doing. And all my hasid on this person is now justified because Sheikh said that you're an evil person. No, don't go that route. Now, if you work in a political atmosphere, whatever, that's your job and stuff, whatever, then do what you got to do. But from our community aspect, I would shy away from being the one who has hasid for someone because they're an evil person. Just because I got to get to Jannah. I, personally got to get to Jannah.
Are there people like that, though?
Are there people like which one? That rationalize hate or are...
Yes.
Not encompasses them.
Because they're like that.
I've heard an example of someone who said that a community member had a social organization that they used just for the money of their own self. And they usurped that money. You feel me? Okay. This is an example. Yes. That's why I said, politically speaking, I know where everyone's mind goes in this stuff, man. Like, politically speaking, yes, it's dangerous, guys. But is that really hased, though? Like, let's just take presidency, right? I don't want to be president. Like when we broke down jealousy, to take a ni'mah away is part of it. But part of it is also to want it for yourself, right? That's how we defined it, right? The seeing Pharaoh losing his position because of him causing corruption in the land is a good thing. So that's fine.
But is it the most wretched one? Like, you want them to lose it?
But it's not hased anymore. Because you don't want the blessing lost. You want the corruption stopped. Feel me? But I feel like this just like undoes a lot of like our self-awareness. You know what I'm saying? Yes. You mean with Ayn?
Yeah. Well, you're just saying, like, you're not, if you want to see somebody lose something and then they actually lose it.
So we don't, like, I don't believe anyone in this room has the power to make me lose anything. Oh, it's only in God's hands, Allah's hands.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
like, where is evil at?
Yeah, that's a long topic. It's a very long topic. It's part of taqdeer, too. It's part of. They really don't have an effect. They really don't have an effect. Yeah. It's Qadr Allah.
Okay.
It's the destiny of God. Yes. How are zodiac signs haram? Where do I start? There's just hadith that just talk about like fortune telling and all of that stuff. Like, yeah. And it has to do with believing there. Okay, let me go deeper for you. It has to do with believing there's a cause other than God, than Allah. The stars don't cause this to happen to me. Allah causes things to happen to me. You get it? Okay. Inshallah. Okay, let's make a dua, inshallah ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we ask you to clean our hearts, Ya Allah. We ask you to clean our hearts from any hatred and jealousy that we have, Ya Allah. We ask you to put in our hearts love for all of your blessings that you bestow upon all of your beloved servants, Ya Allah. We ask you to guide our hearts, Ya Allah. Guide our hearts, Ya Allah. Guide our hearts, Ya Allah. Forgive our shortcomings and sins, Ya Allah. And make us of those people who you love, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifoon. Wa Salamun Ala Mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.